Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a modest plaque at the Charlestown Navy Yard that marks a horrific event on the Boston waterfront. The plaque reads, "In memory of our shipmates and civilians lost in the disastrous explosion aboard the USS Leyte." The blast happened 70 years ago this month. It killed 37 men, including 5 civilians. The U.S. Naval Institute says it was the largest loss of life ever on the Boston waterfront, and it's forgotten, mostly. In July 1953, there was a truce in the Korean War.
In Korea, 3 years of combat end as United Nations and communist negotiators at Panmunjom sign a truce. The long war, undertaken to stop red aggression, is over.
The USS Leyte was given 2 battle stars for distinguished service in Korea. The warship was enormous. It could carry 100 aircraft and 1,400 sailors who spread across several decks. 3 months after the truce in Korea, the Leyte was in Boston. She was moored at the massive South Boston Naval Annex. Jim Sicklis remembers those days well. He is now 92 years old and lives in Arlington. In 1953, he was a petty officer, third class, on the craft.
I was assigned to the USS Leyte, and I was aboard it for 1 week when the explosion occurred on the ship.
The explosion was thunderous. It happened at 3:15 in the afternoon. All the clocks on board stopped. Some of the sailors were in training classes. Some were changing clothes to go out on leave. As for Sicklis,
I was on the dock, taking supplies from the dock, bringing it aboard the ship, and there was a commotion aboard the ship when everybody said, "Fire, fire." And when that happened, I dropped everything, and I helped the sailors with water hoses, so I did the best to help as much as I could.
Billows of black smoke spewed from the craft and filled the air across the Navy Yard. David Hannigan is a park guide with the Boston National Historical Park. He picks up the timeline.
Flames mushroomed through the forward part of the ship, belched into the air about 25 feet above the hangar deck. An oil line was ruptured that began to fuel the fire. You just would see burning and scorching. Men were hurled across the flight deck.
Witnesses said the blast started 4 decks below the flight deck in the catapult room. The catapult is the slingshot technology that helps propel planes when there's little runway. At least 1 explosion followed, maybe 2. Firefighters said temperatures hit 200 degrees. They could feel the heat from the steel decks through their boots. Rescuers poured water into the smoldering hatches as Navy men let everyone out of the brig. Some braved the smoke and found bodies of sailors lying in water and oil. They dragged them up the escape hatches to safety, or tried to. Some people suspected sabotage, but the Navy concluded that a valve leaked flammable hydraulic fluid and a spark ignited the fire. Could have happened when someone flipped on a light switch. Again, Petty Officer Jim Sicklis.
After the fire, they called everybody aboard to get onto the hangar deck, so they could count who was alive and who's not alive. And after they did that, they furnished us with coins to call our families.
The family of a civilian machinist who was on board the vessel never got that call.
My name is Selby Harold. I was born in Somerville, Mass. I live on the Cape now in Falmouth.
October 16, 1953 was a special day for him. It was his 9th birthday, and when his father finished work, there was going to be cake.
I remember that before he went to work, he said, "I'll see you when I get home."
Selby Harold's father died on the USS Leyte that day. His name was also Selby. 2 Navy men came to the house to tell the family there'd been an accident. Harold turned 79 years old this October 16th. His brother mentions that it's the anniversary of their dad's death, but Harold doesn't dwell on it.
I guess you become stronger, and we grew up pretty much on our own. My mother, she says, to stay out of trouble, which we did. So I'm doing okay in life.
The South Boston Naval Shipyard is no more. It's now the Raymond Flynn Marine Park. When Park Ranger David Hannigan is at the site, he is likely one of the few Bostonians who reflect on the tragedy that seems to have disappeared from memory.
You can't help but think about an event like this because prior to the Leyte disaster, there had gone 19 years without a single fatality at the Navy Yard, which is remarkable, especially considering that during the Second World War, the peak labor force was in excess of 51,000 men and women. And in all the years that America was fighting the war, there wasn't a single life lost at Boston Naval Shipyard.
The USS Leyte returned to sea 3 months later. She was decommissioned in 1959 and sold for scrap in 1970.